1. The Retreat of Millions and the Counterattack of One.
It's Hunter Jinu's Hong.
President Ko's words were heard by hunters all over the world. Some watched them on the news, some heard through their peers, and others saw the clips making the rounds on video sharing platforms. Their reactions were one and the same.
Going to Japan right now?
What in the world is he thinking?
Everyone was aware that the Japanese government would give an unimaginably large reward to whomever could put out the raging fire in their homeland. Yet the rest of the global community refused to involve their highest-ranked hunters in the unprecedented crisis. A result of the devastating body count left in the wake of S-rank beast Kamish, which led to hunter communities closing themselves off to one another. Not that they had permission to go anyway, but who would dare to, even if commanded?
He's out of his mind.
The American S-rank hunters gathering in the most luxurious hotel in Maryland also caught wind of President Ko's announcement. Most of them had had their powers augmented by Miss Selner, so it wouldn't be an exaggeration to say they were one of the most powerful groups in the world. This gave them license to laugh at the story of the reckless hunter from a tiny country in Asia.
The dude probably reawakened recently and is overestimating his power. Does he really think fighting insects is the same as fighting giants? I'm telling you, overconfident hunters inevitably end up dead. It's ironic that killing those ants will lead to his own demise.
They'd watched Jinu's brilliant performance on Jeju Island, and there was no denying his strength. But giants were a totally different beast. Jinu's ability to summon so many minions was the perfect counter to the army of ants. But a single giant-type magic beast was powerful enough to be the boss of an A-rank dungeon. No matter how strong Jinu was, would he be able to handle the giants on his own? Moreover, there were the unpredictable, almost animalistic movements of the boss giant that has squashed Yuri Olav. How could a single hunter defeat something so quick and agile despite its mass? The hunters started making wagers for fun.
I'll bet my yacht on him getting killed on the first day. I'll bet my house he'll last two. Okay, then. You really think that'll be the case?
National-level hunter Thomas Andre, who had been quietly eating his meal in a corner, set his cutlery down on the table. Many powerful hunters had emerged following the subjugation of Kamish, but none of them exceeded those who had survived the greatest crisis in history. Everyone clammed up as Thomas smirked.
I'll bet the Scavenger Guild headquarters that he survives.
His eyes scanned the betting hunters from behind a pair of sunglasses before he took his leave of the dining hall. An uncomfortable silence fell on the room behind him. One of the hunters frowned and broke the silence.
That guy sure knows how to kill the mood. Are you surprised? He's always like this. Never mind him. Yeah, I don't care how strong that Korean hunter is. There's no way he can stop a bunch of S-rank giants on his own.
A hunter who had been quietly listening from the side spoke up.
Hang on. I heard he's taking one more person with him.
His colleagues nodded. They knew it. Even the craziest man wouldn't head into hell by himself.
Which idiotic S-rank agreed to tag along?
It's not an S-rank.
The three hunters exchanged looks. He was bringing in a hunter lower than S-rank to deal with S-rank giants?
Probably an A-rank healer?
No, a D-rank tank named Jinho Yu. Rendered speechless, the trio's mouths snapped shut.
Jinu Sung really had lost every single marble, huh?
They say crazy understands crazy. That would certainly explain why Thomas Andre was cheering Jinu on. Incheon International Airport.
Excuse me, please make way.
Jinu proudly walked through the crowd of people, waving away the swarm of curious bystanders. He wore humongous sunglasses and carried two bags filled with equipment. His look of determination rivaled that of an actor getting ready to shoot the climax of a movie.
We're coming through!
Jinu wordlessly followed the path Jinho had cleared. Lights flashed as the reporters continuously snapped photos to capture every second of Jinu's appearance. While Jinho was visibly excited, Jinu appeared calm and collected. Once Japan caught wind of Jinu's plan, they sent a private jet for him, and naturally, he was allowed to bypass airport customs and security protocols. Some familiar faces saw him off. President Gunhwe Ko and manager Jin